starting the first Halalukah, the Gemara says in Pesachim, on Kuf Yizayin, that there's 10 Lashonis of Shvach that are mentioned in Tehillim. And the Godol Shebekulam, the greatest Shvach is Halalukah. Why is it the greatest Shvach? Because it has also a Shevach, the Ribbono Shel Olam, and also the Shem Hashem. Halalukah. Therefore, these are Be'etzem, the biggest Shvachim that we have. These Kapitlach Tehillim at the end of Tehillim, which are put into Yechelki and Gimrei Halal B'chol Yom, that in these Chalokim, these Kapitlach of Tehillim that we say every day, that we have the Schus to say every day, at the end of Sukkot Zimra. So it starts Halaluko, Halali Nafshei Hashem. So it's Yosef says that it's really coming off of the end of Kapitel Kuf Mem Hei, which is doesn't end Vanachem Nevarach, and ends Tila Hashem Yidaber Pi. Tila Hashem Yidaber Pi. That means David Melech was saying Tila to David. David Melech was talking, and he says Tila Hashem Yidaber Pi. The Tila Hashem, I will speak. On that, he turns to himself and he says Halali Nafshei Hashem. I just said that I'm going to speak the Tilas of Ribbono Shel Olam, but it shouldn't just be min asof of lechutz. It should be with premius. Halali nafshi es Hashem. I should feel it inside that I'm being mahal Hashem. Not just I'm saying it min asof of lechutz, mitzvah sanoshim min lemodah, without actually feeling it. Ahalal es Hashem b'chayai. Azam ala v'kayim b'edi. Not like Rishoyim that are b'chayim kuri meisim. Ahalal Hashem b'chayai. I'm going to be mahal givat shvach to Ribbono Shel Olam when I'm alive. Azamar l'adikai b'oidi. I'm going to be mezamar. The difference between a halal and azamar, a halal is with peh, and azamar is with klei zemer, is with instruments. Azamar l'adikai b'oidi. I'll be mezamar b'oidi. The pashtus of b'oidi means like b'chayai, while I'm still alive. So very nice pshat in the Arsa Tvila. He says that b'oidi means with my whole essence. B'oidi with my whole being. That it's not just something in addition to me, that there's different things that I do. I'm a doctor, and I also I learned daf yomi, and I also daven. No, avodas Hashem is the ikar. Who am I? I'm an avodas Hashem. What do you do? I'm avodas Ribbono Shel Olam. That's what I do. And memela azamar l'dikai b'oidi means that my whole essence, my whole mahus, should be somebody that's mezamer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Now the next talk have a pshat also. I just want to say a pshat because it's a beautiful pshat that I heard from Mordechai Druck about 16 or 17 years ago, I think it was. He took over B'Shalom Shvajon. He used to give in the Magid in Meir Sharm. Shal Shudis used to speak. So he said a pshat from the Shlo. He says the Shlo says it. It's not just the main pshat. He says this is David HaMelech talking. The next pesukim is David HaMelech talking. We know that Adam HaRishon was supposed to be 1,000 years old. He gave 70 viziers to David HaMelech. Came, he's 929 years old, 930 years old, and he knows this is his last year. Bekitzer, he was in his heart. He says, I want back my 70 years. Chazal say, it's Medrash in the money. So it says, the Ribbono Shel Olam told him, he said, you made an eder that you're going to give to 70 years to David HaMelech, and you're going to have a great great grandchild. His name is Yaakov Avinu. Who also made an eder. It says that he made a nether to Ribbono Shel Olam, and he's going to keep his nether. It has to be that you're going to keep your nether also. So he kept his nether and he gave it 70 years. So it says that's the pshat. It says the shlo. That's the pshat in this kapitel. Al tiftechu b'nedivim. Don't be maftiach. Don't rely on nedivim, on generous people. Adam Arishan. Beven Adam means Beven Adam is referring to Adam Arishan. Shein lechua. He doesn't really have any salvation at the end of the day. Why? Because teitzei rucha yishev la'amasai. Because on the day that it's teitzei rucha, he was about to be maftiach. He's 930 years old, and he knows this is the end. Vayemhu avdu eshtenaisav. On that time, all his ideas and all his promises went back. Says Ashrei shekel Yaakov ben Zray. Baruch Hashem, praiseworthy is somebody that killed Yaakov. What killed Yaakov? Not kill Avram, kill. Because Yaakov Avinu, it was the one that saved him on that day. Sivra Hashem Aleichem. So that's that. But this obviously refers to all Nedivim, and we'll go through Bez Hashem how the Pasha Pshat. But that Nekuda that David HaMelech was talking from personal experience, that he knew that his life was on the line over here because of it. And he was being semech on a nadiv, he was being semech on a generous person, on Adam HaRishon. You can't be semech. You're the only one they can have relying on is Ribbono Shel Olam. Because people, no matter how great they were, they can be Yitzir Kafa Shel Ribbono Shel Olam. At the bottom line, you never know that you can be semech on them. Ein lo tshuva, umaisa tshuva only comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam.